Hi. You called for a substitute librarian?
Welcome. I didn't think anyone was coming.
Reading is super fundamental.
What an odd thing to say. This way, please.
Is your librarian out sick?
Oh, there was an incident. I'm sure your injuries will be minor.
Wait, what? My injuries?
And here we are. Enjoy.
You lost your librarian?
Actually, the last seven. Hey, have a great day.
You lost seven librarians? How?
We don't talk about that. Bye-bye.
Is anyone here? Oh, this place is deserted. Hey!
Who are you?
Oh, I'm your substitute librarian. Do you want me to read you a book?
That sounds really weird.
We're in the library. Although the shelves are pretty empty. What happened?
Project 2025.
Okay, well, the good news is I did bring a couple of my favorite books with me. See? These are classics.
Oh, cool.
I read this one as a young lad. It's about a boy who burrows inside a giant peach and then goes on an adventure with a team of really big insects.
Good morning. That text has been banned for depictions of bestiality and cannibalism.
Cannibalism?
They dig into the peach. They eat the flesh of the peach. Have you even thought about the implications?
Wait.
And those friends of his are clearly all male, so I don't know what's up with that. I get a whiff of homosexuality mixed with interspecies breeding.
They're just working together, using their different skill sets to solve a problem.
That's DEI. That's critical race theory. You're making white people feel guilty for being human, not insects. I'll take that book.
Oh. Wait, that's my book. Who are you? Are you a parent?
Just a concerned citizen. Pleased to meet you. My name is Karen. And this is my cudgel.
Oh, hi, Karen.
Go ahead.
Well, you're gonna hit me?
Very unlikely.
You're holding it over my head.
Oh, just resting my arm.
Okay, well, here's a different book. It's called Captain Underpants. Ow!
Unwholesome depictions of the parent-child relationship, encouragement of defiance, fixation on bodily functions and fluids. I think you're a groomer.
Hey! What is that?
That is my cattle prod.
Ah, stop it!
I'll stop when you stop, groomer.
Are you really allowed to just ban these books?
Now that my friends and I run the state government, we can restore sanity to education.
Excuse me, do you have any other books?
Oh, don't mind me. I'll just sit here and sip my Diet Coke.
Okay, well... Okay, here's my go-to, surefire, non-controversial, totally beloved book for youngsters. It's called Hop on Pop.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Red, red, they call me red. Red bed, I am in bed. Red, Ned, Ted, and Ed in bed.
You are pushing the homosexual agenda on our precious children.
It's teaching kids to read.
Oh, four men only get into bed for one reason.
Oh, my kneecap!
Which one of them is transgender? Is it Red, Is it Ted, or is it all of them? Which one of them is the furry? Where's the litter box, you despicable enabler?
Wait, hold on.
What are their pronouns? Tell me their pronouns.
Their pronouns are undefined.
Pow! Furry! Oh! Oh, not my fingers! Oh!
I really need those.
Pronouns are given by God and are not subject to interpretation. Out! Out now, you corrupter of youth!
Oh, man. I'm librarian number 8, aren't I?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Don't
go!
Don't go, Mr. Substitute Librarian! No, don't!
If you value the future of reading and libraries, please support the ACLU in passing the Fight Book Bans Act. The ACLU, fighting for your rights and against censorship for over a century. Become a member and make a donation today at ACLU.org. No books were harmed in the making of this announcement, but all of them were banned.
This appears in the episode Sandbox Radio Redux, recorded at Town Hall Seattle on September 29th, 2024. Find the full episode with artist credits and the show archive wherever you get your podcasts and at sandboxradio.org.